happy that you're here with us throughout this Friday. Many Fridays we have been joined by great legislative leaders around our great state of Kansas. And today, of course, it is Republican Representative Rich Prell joining us over the phones. As Rich, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. Good morning.
Good morning to you, sir. Thank you so much for taking some time out of your morning and being able to speak to our listeners down here as well. Of course, Representative Rich Prell, 7th District, correct?
That's correct.
7th District is where he represents. And, of course, all of these districts down here in the SEK, I have come to learn that great representatives, very transparent, open to questions, and, of course, lots of information as well. So, Rich, I know the last couple of weeks have, they've been slow, and kind of a general consensus of things was the entire session was a little bit slow in terms of that. But I got a couple of questions for you, and we can kind of reflect. On these. I spoke with Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt, I believe it was Monday or last Monday. I can't really narrow it down. Either way, after a while, it took about 7 rounds to the Supreme Court, and I'd like to get your thoughts about how finally the state's education funding is hopefully going to get passed. Have we had any word from the Supreme Courts that this time around had been good enough for them constitutionally?
They've said yes, it is. But they did not release the case. They're still going to keep it under advisement, but they said it did meet the requirements constitutionally, in their opinion. So we will move forward and anticipate that this will, as long as we continue to fund it as we've agreed, I believe they'll say it's okay.
Okay, yeah, that's kind of what I was going to ask, as he had mentioned that they held on to jurisdiction with this. Is that something to hold accountability with those numbers, or what is the point of the jurisdiction being held?
That would be my thoughts. They're just saying that we're going to hold jurisdiction on it, and that way if the legislature fails to fund it as they've agreed, then we'll step back in, and so we'll see how it plays out.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, it was just good to hear, and I'm sure you can agree with this as well as many leaders out there. It's time to put down the pen and the paper and the litigation and actually start getting towards policy and things that our kids and our schools are going to actually start receiving now with that extra money instead of just trying to figure out how much money. So,
right. So I think we've cleared that hurdle, and so now it's time to just get to work and get the job done.
Absolutely, and come up with some good policy as well as, really see, physically see that money be put into place and see it affect our young kids and kids in schools. So, thanks for kind of reflecting on that. It was one thing that I was really curious about is I know they've held on to jurisdiction at this point, but it's good to hear that finally they are going to be moving forward. Well, with that comes some spending. I'd like to get your thoughts as well kind of on the budget as well.
Well, we increased the budget some this year, a considerable amount of money, not only for schools but for prisons. So we've got some major problems in our prison system, and hopefully, some of that will be alleviated when the new prison opens in Leavenworth. The scheduled date is December of this year. That should alleviate some of the crowding problem that we're having in El Dorado. They're doubling people up there, and when you double those folks up, you start having some problems. And so I'm really hoping that this is going to help. However, we do know that even when that prison does reopen and they get the people put back out where they're not doubled up, we're still going to have the problem that we're basically our prisons are full.
Mm-hmm.
And so we'll have to decide. There's talk of building additional prisons. There's talk of outsourcing some additional to counties, pay the counties. And then there's also the talk of outsourcing some of the folks to other states into private prisons. And I have some reservations about that, but we'll just have to talk about it. Really take a look at.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was going to ask, really with any scenario, let alone heighten it up with a prison, having an overcrowded building, area, convention, doesn't matter. Things can get a little eerie. Things can get out of hand, and again, especially, let alone inside prison walls. So it makes a good point. But also with that, you know, is the state kind of a little bit behind in staffing as well? Are they kind of behind in terms of people working
there? We're considerably behind in staffing, and that's where some of the additional dollars were appropriated for corrections. That's where they're going to give some increases in pay and some higher starting salaries or starting wages for people going into those prisons to work. You know, it is dangerous work. It's physically dangerous, and it also, I think, wears on them with their mind. I mean, there's just a lot of tension and a lot of pressure on those folks. So hopefully we can have some better working conditions for them when they get in the new prison, and then you lower the population in, say, El Dorado, that they'll be able to hire people and keep them on. We've, you know, it's just been so they've had nearly 100% turnover every year, and the vacancy rate right now is about 30%. People are having to not only work their shift, but then they're having to work overtime, and they don't have any choice. They either work it or they don't have a job, and so makes for a bad situation.
Yeah, it really does. It really does. So that's a part of the budget, which it sounds like you're really kind of greenlighting at this point. Was there really any other areas? And I want you to put kind of everything into perspective here. You know, the amount of dollar that it's going to take, as well as the impact that it could potentially have. Anything else on the budget? Education, transportation. I know that's a big thing that you're a part of as well. But
we ended up with some additional dollars in transportation. And they're doing considerably amount of preservation, and not as much as the KDOT would like to do, but they're able to do more than they have in the past few years. There's some of the projects that got put off for T-Works are already started and in the works. One of them is right here in our area on 160 and 169 Junction, east of Independence.
Yep.
That process has started for a new interchange there. So I know it's unhandy, and it will be difficult, but that is a very dangerous intersection, and hopefully this will alleviate a lot of that problem. And then the way I understand it is it's being set up so that down the road, when they're able to work on 169 and either make it four lane or a super two, then that interchange will already be done then. So there's a lot going on out there, and I would ask that everybody be patient. I went to Wichita yesterday and had to stop and wait for quite a little while going both ways. But it's difficult for our construction workers out there, and so slow down and be patient. We need to keep them safe.
Absolutely. Well, and you know, you and I have talked about that intersection in particular, and even with you know, a 5-minute delay at most, maybe a 10-minute at a bad time of traffic, but I mean, even with those stoplights, the temporary ones that they have put down there, it's and single lane, I think it's safer just single lane with the stoplights right now. So it's good to see the potential. It's good to see them putting some hard work in over there, and you're right, you know, maybe we get some more population, maybe some industries into this area. That's going to be truck traffic, that's going to be other traffic, and it's good to have those interchanges already in place instead of having to try and play catch-up here. Now, you had mentioned as well that the state, now correct me if I'm wrong, didn't necessarily grant as much for preservation. Is that for resurfacing roads? Is that kind of for...
Yes, that is for resurfacing roads and you know, of course, working on them when they have deteriorated. So there's not as much as they would like, but it's more than they've been having, so... We're taking a step in the right right direction. Following up on that, you know, last year we had the transportation task force, and we allowed and asked the local people to come in and tell us really what they thought was going on, and so we did that, and now KDOT is following up with that, and they're going to host local consult meetings. in August, and they're going to invite everybody to come in, and if they've come up with some additional things that they think need to be done, they'll talk about it. And for here in Southeast Kansas, that is scheduled for Wednesday, August the 21st, and it will be in Independence in the Civic Center, and it'll be from 9 to noon. So I hope you or somebody from the station can attend that too.
Absolutely, and try and get it out there, for our listeners as well. So, and real quick here, again, speaking with Representative Rich Prell, just got about a minute and a half here, but I'd love to get your notes on it because, you've talked with some of our listeners as well as others out there, Kansas residents. You've talked with people within the task force. Other than kind of, I know T-Works was that top priority. Other than that, was preservation kind of the highest, thing on the list that residents wanted to see done, or what was that next top thing that?
Preservation was high on the list, but then the local people, when we went around the state, I mean, they came up with $18 billion worth of projects that they would like to see done. And so now KDOT's going to come out, and they're going to talk about them some more, and they're going to see if there's other things that have come up since we had those a year ago, if there's other projects that they think are more important. And then just know that there's no way in the world we can finance $18 billion worth, but we're going to have to start paring that down and setting priorities, and I think this is where it starts.
Absolutely. Again, thanks for taking some time with us here this morning, speaking with Representative Rich Prell. Rich, any final notes for our listeners out there before we lose you?
Nope. Just keep in mind, folks, we've got the 4th of July holiday coming up. If you're traveling, be careful, and if you're shooting off fireworks, be extremely careful. We don't want any of you hurt.
Absolutely. And Rich, really enjoy, whether you spend it with some friends, family, enjoy your 4th of July as well. And thanks for taking some time with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. So thank you so much again. Representative Rich Prell over the phones here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.